Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, designing custom bathrooms that fit every personal style. More at callmosby.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air, a production of St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Emily Woodbury, in for Elaine Shaw. When Orly Peters moved from her home in Israel to the U.S., she felt lonely. Disconnected from her community, she turned to cooking homemade food to help herself and her family adjust to their new life. She found that many immigrants felt similarly, and she started seeing ways that St. Louis's international food scene could benefit from a greater sense of connection. Connection between restaurateurs, home cooks, food truck owners, and caterers. Orly was inspired to create Habaita. It's an app and a YouTube channel that provides immigrants with a way to connect to resources and share recipes. Last week, Elaine had the opportunity to talk with Orly about the app. Elaine started their conversation by asking Orly about the story behind her family's move to St. Louis in 2015.
My journey started in 2015 when my family and I moved to St. Louis from Israel with my husband and three kids. Back then, they were 7, 9, and 11, mm-hmm. For my husband's career, and adjusting to a new culture with three kids. Were really, really challenging. Mm-hmm. They didn't really want to eat the food here because they wanted to eat the familiar food. Mm-hmm. They missed my mom recipes, and I'm an experienced home cook and a former attorney. Mm-hmm. With an Israeli background, and I had a lot of time to cook, but the problem was that I didn't really have an access to ingredients and food that tasted like home.
Yeah, what are some of the ingredients that you really wanted?
One of the major ingredients that I can give an example is paprika.
Okay.
So no matter how many paprika kinds that I went to try here in the States, it didn't really taste the same. Mm-hmm. My father is originally from Hungary, so we were also used to the Hungarian paprika.
Oh, okay. So creating the app Habaita, which is the Hebrew equivalent of Home Sweet Home.
Right.
When did that idea form in your mind?
Because I'm a foodie and also an immigrant myself, I came across over the years that I've been here through many talented international home cook and chef that didn't have an avenue to showcase their talent. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend that she's an amazing baker, and she wanted to sell her food, and she didn't know how to do it. She couldn't afford opening a bakery, so I helped her to do what most home cooks do today. They sell on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. So I helped her to sell her food on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then I was witnessing firsthand all the gaps in the market. It's either that the platforms are not food focused like Facebook or Instagram, or they don't have payment inside the platforms. Mm-hmm. They're not secured. People need to go to other platforms like Venmo or Shopify, mm-hmm. to complete the transactions. They don't provide resources. The food regulations are very complex, mm-hmm. and they vary from state to state, even from city to city, sometimes in the city.
Right, right.
People can sell from home, but again, you know, immigrants, especially they come from they come to the U.S. and you know, it's in the gray area what you can sell at home or not. They mm-hmm. call to the city hall, they call to the health department. They don't really know exactly to say, well, you can sell it or not. They need help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And someone who has very direct experience in cooking from home and finding ways to bring her food to other people is someone who's sitting here with us. That is Faiza Mohambi. Faiza runs her own catering business and restaurant and was featured in a recent Habaita live stream. Faiza, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you for having me.
So Faiza, you heard Orly talking about the things that she missed. One of them was very specific, Hungarian paprika. When you came to St. Louis, did you face some of the same challenges in finding ingredients that you wanted to make in your home kitchen?
Yes, I did. But I still improvised the ingredients that were provided over here. So I used to go to Whole Foods, Restaurant Depot, to purchase those, or Indian stores.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the ingredients that I get from the Indian stores, because our food is also an influence of Arab, Indian, and Portuguese. So the ingredients that they have, even though it doesn't taste like home, you know, we make our own, we buy whole, and then we make them from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And we grow also some of the ingredients back home.
Yes.
So here I also went to the Indian stores, which I bought those ingredients and I made them myself the way they're supposed to be made.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get the taste of home, but not exactly the taste from home, but similar.
Right,
yes.
Something that is close.
Yes, yes.
So how is it that you found Faiza, how did you find Habaita and what was it that appealed to you about it?
Well, so one time I was on the streets of social media and I was like looking around and I saw there was this lady who was recently featured on PBS. She's an award-winning chef. Her name is Fufu and Sauce.
Yes, Ajo Hansu.
Ajo, yeah.
Yes.
So I saw Ajo on Habaita, and I'm like, what is Habaita? Habaita? I didn't even know how to pronounce it until I met Oli. Then she told me this is Habaita. So I saw Oli there cooking, and when I checked on that information, it says, if you want to cook with us, please send us an email or call us here. So I decided, oh yeah, why not? I want to be featured on her app as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted her, and within 2 days, she contacted me back.
Right.
And we scheduled a cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That seems like pretty quick work.
Yes, it is.
And Faiza, I'd like to hear a little bit about your personal cooking story as well. It goes back to Kenya and includes the United Arab Emirates, right?
Yes.
So yeah, tell us how those experiences led to Faiza's kitchen.
Awesome. So back in Kenya, I used to help my mom. She had a restaurant. And as a kid, when I was a little kid, I used to spend most of my time in the kitchen with my mom, my aunties, basically my family. They were running restaurant businesses. And when I come back from school, I will go to my mom, did you put for me pilau? Like, she knows that was my favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
So I was eating it. I didn't know how to make because I was little. So I used to make things like scones, cakes and stuff like that. But me being in the kitchen with her for most of my time, I decided, hey, why not? I told my mom, why not let me try cooking pilau also someday? She said, yeah, why not? Cook. So I cooked. And when my mom left us, I took over the business. That is when I finished my school, before
okay.
I went to college. So I was running my mom's business. And I got a scholarship from one of the neighboring company. It was Mombasa Maize Millers. I went to do computer, desktop management skills.
Okay.
So after that, I applied a job in Dubai and I got a job. So I moved to Dubai. And we lived in Dubai for almost like 15 years and decided to move here in St. Mm-hmm. Louis. And when we came to St. Louis, that was in 2016, we met this Kenyan community, and with the help of an organization called Vitendo for Africa, it does a lot of work here in the St. Louis community. There were a lot of parties. The way we live in Kenya, Kenyans, where they are, they live the Kenyan way.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of parties going on and baby showers. So all these events I used to cook for free, like voluntary. I will just go, there's a lady from Mombasa. You know, I'm from Mombasa. So Mombasa people are known for their cooking skills.
Okay.
And the food there is authentically flavorful, very delicious. So I started cooking for them, and some ladies told me, hey, you know, you can sell this food and you can get money. I'm like, how do I do that? Okay, now she put something in my head, and I said, okay, now I know. So I used to live with my sister. She used to do the same. She will cook for them for free, and I said, hey, let's at least start selling this food.
Yeah.
And then we started at home, but then later we decided to open this business. So I opened it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I am the founder and owner of Pfizer's Kitchen.
Right.
Yeah.
So what Pfizer has described, Orly, clearly she is coming with a lot of experience. And before we move on any further, you mentioned pilau, Pfizer. Orly, tell us what pilau is. What did you learn about this dish from Pfizer?
Pilau is a very flavored rice with meat and vegetables a little bit, right? It's amazing. And also, Pfizer specialized in her she grinds her own spices. So she puts her spices in this dish. And don't forget the banana.
The banana.
Yeah, the banana, yes. So normally when we eat the pilau back home, we need to have a fruit on the side. So we chop the banana and take the rice and eat it. But yeah, you can eat it however you want.
Okay.
You can eat the pilau and eat the banana later. But we are used to eating by hand. That is the tradition. So you cut the banana and, you know, chop it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, together with the rice.
Speaking of these dishes, there's the one that you made for that live stream. That's where I saw the plate that included the banana. What are maybe one or two dishes that, Faiza, you have learned to make or that you've become interested in because of this app, Habaita?
Oh, the ones that I make or the ones that I've seen in Habaira?
The ones that you've seen.
Oh, I've seen empanadas. They are kind of similar to how we make samosas, but the dough is different. And
How is it different?
It's different because this dough, the one we use to make samosas, is thin. It's very thin. And the empanadas is kind of thick. I've seen that in Restaurant Depot. So one time I saw it and I'm like, hey, I want to learn how to make empanadas. I'm going to buy this. I bought those and came back home and I made empanadas and I took picture of them. It was really delicious. And everybody I gave, you can start selling empanadas. I'm like, yes, I'm going to do that in farmer's market too.
Okay.
You know, you pick, I'm a visionary. Like if I see something, or I test. My little daughter, she's the same. When she tests something, she'll tell you, hey, mom, you put garlic here or ginger? I'm like, yes.
Oh.
So if I see something or food that I tested and I know exactly what I can put to make that my own test like that.
You're listening to Elaine Cha's conversation with Faiza Muhambi, owner of Faiza's Kitchen, and Orly Peters, creator of the Habaita app. We need to take a quick break, but we'll be back shortly to continue this conversation. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio. Welcome back. I'm Emily Woodbury in for Elaine Cha. We're talking about Habaita. It's an app, video series, and space dedicated to helping immigrants discover community through the love of cooking, with resources to grow their food businesses, too. let's dive back into Elaine's conversation with the creator of Abaita, Orly Peters, as well as Faiza Muhambi, who is an active Abaita member and offers Swahili cuisine through Faiza's kitchen.
Have you made things in your own home kitchen, Orly, that have been shared on the app?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So I want to explain a little bit about the app and the, you know, Habaita and the app, because the platform right now, so we talked about the live shows, for example. So what we're doing at Habaita, we provide home cooks hands-on and customized support to launch, grow, and scale the business. So we help with branding, marketing, business development opportunities, connections to customers, business professionals like commercial realtors if they need, they want like location to open their own restaurants, marketing, multimedia teams, host events. And this live show, it's like once a month we feature a local home cook from around the world. So we call it like travel the world without a passport, where we feature a home cook and expose their brand. We talk about their challenges, about their stories. And of course, they feature a dish of their own. Mm-hmm. And we really travel. You know, we had last night, a home cook from Mexico with tacos. We have taste here to you for you after the show.
Thank you.
And yeah, so that's what we do. We connect them to also PR and, you know, connections. This is also important. So everything that we can do to grow their business.
Mm-hmm. And Faiza, how have you benefited from that business growth purpose of this app?
Right. So that Habaita is not only an app, it's a space where people meet, connect, you know, networking. And the app brings people together from the world. Like, we have so many cooks from different countries, like she said. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the app has connected me to so many resources. Oli herself is a great resource. She has gone from above and beyond in making sure that the home cooks are able to sell their stuff using the app. So for me, the app has been very beneficial. Right now, I also rely on either Cash App and Square, but with the app, somebody can go on the app, select Faiza's Kitchen, order samosas, and pay right there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's easy. And I'm glad to be part of the opening team of this app. And mm-hmm. I can't wait for it to be launched, because I know if I'm part of the opening team, I'm going to benefit from the benefits she's about to give.
Sure, yeah. Sure. That's what I wanted to mention. Yeah. So right now in the app, we launched like a pre-public launch for, it's already in the App Store and Google Play for very basic social features. People can connect, comment, share, and post, of course. In May, in the end of May, we're going to launch the marketplace and the payment features,
mm-hmm.
which means that it's going to be like the Etsy for home cooks, I call it.
Etsy for home cooks. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Home cooks can set up their virtual store in very easy couple of steps,
mm-hmm.
And customize it. And they have their point of sale. They can use their phone and the app as, you know, tap to pay, point of sale, very easy. They can list their products.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can also have the Festival of Nations or other festivals, you know, that home cooks can use this app in order to save fees and, you know, all the... they can list the product and create communities over there.
Yeah.
Communities of people that can benefit that. Mm-hmm.
And that community aspect is something we talked about in the introduction. And this is not an add-on, Orly, right? This the community aspect is very much part of the reason this app and this space is being created. Are there any stories of the way people have made connections that have turned into friendships or maybe regular meetings of people just getting together to share time over food? Faiza, is there someone that you have met?
Yes, I have met Leslie. Leslie is from
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, yeah. Okay. Leslie is really good, and I'm working with Leslie also. She does spices, and so she has her spices on the store in some of the stores.
I see.
So like she's gonna connect me. I've connected with Dorothy. I've connected with many people that we were together at Square One Bootcamp.
Okay.
And most of the people that we are with at the Square One Bootcamp are in the Habaita app.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that connection. So if I'm struggling with a kitchen, there's a lady called Florence. She does tea, herbal tea.
Okay.
She said, you can use my kitchen. Like, my kitchen maybe is full. I cannot make a booking to cook. Flora is like, hey, you can use my kitchen. Even Dorothy, she bakes. So she said, you can use my kitchen if you want. So, like, we have connected and we help each other.
Right.
Leave alone only meeting and having fun and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We also help each other with resources.
Yeah. Truly, this is an international group of people. And with recent news, actually, about what is happening with funding, staffing at the International Institute, there will be some challenges ahead, right? Orly, what is it that you're looking for in the future? And how is, you know, what is happening locally and in the world affecting what you want to achieve with Habaita?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to say that the community here, the ecosystem in St. Louis is amazing. So, like, support, all the support that I got for my own food business, you know, it's thanks to this ecosystem, like Cortex, Balsa Foundation. That's how I started, SCORE, and so many other mentors and, you know, accelerators. And also the International Institute, it's a big resource for especially immigrants and refugees. They get donations. For example, they have the bazaar every 2 weeks that people come there. It started for donations that they come to really get food and like basic supply, you know, to just, you know, people that really don't have anything to eat. And now in the recent days, you know, we know that unfortunately it stopped. And today more than ever, we need the community to support, and we are committing to creating opportunities, more opportunities for immigrants. And this is what we do in Habaita, you know, to create more jobs, more sales.
As a final question for each of you, how would you say that Habaita is helping you feel more at home in St. Louis? Faiza?
Yeah, so for me, Habaita is not, it's a place where people showcase their food, not only food, but their authenticity. The app itself is authentic. So it focuses on authenticity of people around the world. So I feel like it is a great opportunity for home cooks to come out and showcase their stuff and even create employment for yourself. So I want to say thank you to Oli for opening, for thinking about even creating that app to support home cooks and stay home moms, which is it's a great app,
especially for immigrants.
Especially for immigrants, yeah.
And also, you know, trends showing the growing demand for authentic food and cultural experience. And that's what we do, like with events. And I call people, you know, to come and join us.
Yeah.
You know, and not only immigrants,
right,
but all the people, you know, travel the world here in St. Louis.
Without and a passport.
Without a passport.
Yes. Yeah. And I like the fact that food itself is a bridge between language. So if we have somebody from maybe Mexico, Puerto Rico, Kenya, who doesn't speak English, but, you know, food brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
So the app itself, as I said, is a networking for the communities. Even if you don't know how to speak English, you will definitely see this is food and you will eat. So food connects people, and Habaira is
the barrier. 60% of the American people are lonely. They want connections.
And building community through food, that's a great way to find that.
Sometimes some of my customers will call me and tell me, hey, I miss home food. Could you please cook me some home food? I'm like, yes. So you can see how most people are, you know, going back to, you know, home food, home cooked food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're so glad to have Habaira.
That was Faiza Muhambi, owner of Faiza's Kitchen, and Orly Peters, creator of the Habaira app and YouTube channel.
This episode was produced by Jada Jones.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Production assistance by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.